BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Back in the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Darian DeVries, going to the big dance once more. Missouri Conference champions again. Darian, how you doing, man? Good to see you,
brother. Doing great. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anytime, man. Hey, man, how's it feel, man? Second time in three seasons going to the NCAA tournament, showing you've been there 5 years, two big dances out of 5 years, man. That's making you feel really good, man, for what you built there, man.
All right, thanks. Yeah, it's been a fun ride for us. This week's a little better than 2 years ago. We were an at-large team, so this whole week was just waiting to see and watching games, hoping that other teams wouldn't steal a bid from us. So it's a little nicer week this week, knowing that we had already punched our ticket.
No doubt. You know, like looking at your record, man, this is your fifth 20-win season in 5 years. So talk about that and how that makes you feel, knowing you came here held with a vision and a plan, and you put it to use very well. Got 5 20-win seasons already, 100% right there.
Yeah, we've been fortunate. We've had a really good group of guys, and obviously some graduation along the way, but then new guys come in. But we've had a solid core for a good chunk of these 5 years, and they've done a great job leading this program, and it's been a lot of fun. It's, when you get a good group like that, showing up for practice every day, it makes it really enjoyable.
No doubt. And when for anybody that's going to be a Drake Bulldog, it's a standard being set now. We've been doing this for 5 years, so we win here. So if any recruit wants to come play for you guys, no, this is a winning culture, winning program. It's about a winning environment here. So if you're not a winner, don't come to Drake right now.
I like it.
No doubt. Now, man, I looked at the conference, man. Like, you all had a 10-game winning streak going into the senior day at Bradley. They stopped your streak. So I know a loss is never a good thing, but that helped kind of refocus your guys and say, hey, guys, we'll say lose a lock in here, even more small details. Because sometimes when you win, and it comes up flaws. But when you lose, you can actually coach them hard and say, hey, this is what you do, go in St. Louis. So how did that go for you, them 10 games you won, going to Bradley and losing, but now coming back and saying, St. Louis, getting beat them in the championship game on Sunday there?
Yeah, you never know how that loss, how it affected us or not affected us. Obviously, we would love to have kept winning and then see what happens. But, I do know that, when we got back after that loss, you're going into that conference tournament, you do go back and try to clean up some things that went wrong in the loss, but also maybe a few things that maybe have slipped while you're winning that maybe you didn't notice quite as much just because things were going well. And little things, it's not like, the world was falling apart, but just, cleaning up some box outs or maybe cleaning up jumping to the ball, some little stuff like that, that maybe that loss did get us refocused on some of those things.
As you, Darian, those small things determine wins and losses, because as you and I both know, you all played a bunch of close games this year, and fans, I'm going to say your fans, These are possession games. You know, these aren't like talent gaps. This is our possession. So a free throw block out, or a charge here or there, that one loose ball, all that matters to winning the game. So it's like, you know, I think Darian mentions the very key to winning when we have a close game like you all have every night in the Valley, man.
Yeah, those games, you know, 60 to 70 possessions, it's crazy how they come down to two or three. And, you know, that's the difference in games. Winning and losing is just those little things that throughout the course of the game, they matter. And, you know, whichever team can do them better on that particular night, a lot of times ends up being the winner.
And what's good about the Valley, I know it's, you know, I'm an old school, I like my basketball. My daddy is too, Darian. Like, you all play those knockdown, drag about games, man. It's defense, and you're stopping people in that league, in your league. Talk about defense in your league, man, and how every team I talked about preaches defense and how it's going to be a tough night no matter who you play in the Valley.
Yeah, you got to bring a helmet and some boxing gloves every night. You know, it's a fun league. You know, it's physical. You know, teams guard. They make you earn baskets. You know, everybody's well coached. Got good players. But it is an exciting league to watch because so many games do come down to those last few possessions.
And you had 1 week, man. You had 2 double overtime games in 1 week, man. I was like, man. And you still look good, man. You're a little too stressed out after all this stuff, man.
And we're trying to give people their money's worth for their ticket, you know, get a little extra bonus basketball.
I hear that, man. And like you said, St. Louis, man, your defense was on point, man. You averaging over 3 games, giving up 55 points in the tournament of a league. Like we talked about, it's very tough, man. Tough opponents as well, man. So talk about that, man. Like the defense effort you put in at Arch Madness, man. Because as you know, you and I both know, this time of year, defense wins games. Might not make any shots. If you can defend, you have a chance every night.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to what you said. I think leading up in that week, we got a little more refocused on those little things, especially defensively. You know, plugging up a few more of the holes that got exposed, being a little better in our ball screen defense. I thought we did a really good job for 3 straight days of just making teams earn their baskets, you know, on a consistent basis.
No doubt. And you know what, man? I was looking at your record, man. 27 wins, man. That's a lot of wins, man, in 1 year, man. And you feel like it started for you guys in the summertime. I feel like when you win as many, many games, it starts in summer workouts all the way through fall to now, because those winning habits you develop every day, repeatedly, like, gets you to that point where you go on the game court, it's like nature to you. Like, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. So how about what was your keys? When did you kind of feel like you had a team to win so many games this year, man?
Yeah, we had a good group coming back. The part that made it a little difficult was we had 2 of our main players, Roman Penn, DJ Wilkins, two starters for us, were out with injuries all summer and most of the fall. And they didn't come back till around Thanksgiving. So we actually kind of got off to a little bit of a slow start. It took us a while till about mid-January where we really started kind of finding our groove again and really connecting as a group. Because no matter how good those players are when they come back, you got to find that rhythm, find that timing, find that space, you know, with everybody else on the floor. And but once we found it, I thought our group had a chance to be pretty good and played their best basketball, certainly in February here in the first week of March.
No doubt. You got 15 wins in the regular season in the Valley, 3 to 18 wins in your 27 in Valley play. Man, that's a heck of a feat there, man. Because we both know, hard, you know. But like you said, man, I was just watching your team, man. I feel like they was locked in, man. Like, until they was connected, it was all about each other. It's about the greater good of the team because, you know, we can see on TV if a team's engaged or not, man. I saw your guys very engaged the whole time, which tells me they gelled, like you said, hit that gelling and went, took off. And now you look at you now. Waiting on to see you go play on Sunday, man.
Yeah, it was fun to watch them. And, you know, now that the tournament's over, you get to go back and rewatch the games, and you can just see the connectivity, but also the joy and passion they were playing with. And it's a thrill to watch it on the back side of it now to go back and see how much fun those guys were having and how hard they were playing at the same time.
And I noticed this stat too, Darian, that you all have a lot of games where you have less than 10 turnovers a game, which is very key. And, you know, turning the ball, the ball's everything. As you know, I both know that. About taking care of the ball, playing the right way, and have that focus where you don't turn the ball over more than 10 times a game, as you've done so many times this year.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge piece for us that we talk about every single day. We drill it every day. And at the same time, we really like to play fast in transition. So it's you're playing fast and you're trying to take care of the ball. That can get a little slippery at times. But I thought our guys, and it's a veteran group, you know, they've done a good job of understanding it and valuing it and being strong with it, and certainly did a good job over the weekend.
No doubt. And how fun is it seeing your son, man, get trained MVP, man? How cool is it to coach your son? How's it dynamic at home with mom? Are you dad or your coach? How's that work, man?
Yeah, sometimes I'm yo. Like, yo. No, it's awesome. We certainly enjoy it. And he's having a blast. He's got incredible teammates, which makes it, makes it go easy. You know, it's but from my perspective as a dad, getting to, experience these memories firsthand with him, not just out on the floor, but in the locker room, the celebrations, and everything that goes with, college athletics and the team travel. And it's a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, you know what, Coach DeVries, man, I played for my dad a year, and just to say it didn't go very well. I said, look, man, this is hurting our relationship. Man. I'm going to play for another youth team, not that you. I can't play for you. Because it bled back home, man. It was good. So my mom and me both said, nah, cause you can get on your kids. You forget he's a kid, not just a player.
Yeah, I've tried really hard to make it where, like, when we're coaching, I'm coaching and he's playing and vice versa. And it's worked well. It really has. It's been a good dynamic from that standpoint. And we've certainly enjoyed it.
How cool is, like, this week with you winning this week? You can do, like, self-scouting. You can get some drill work and development work because, as you know, that all matters. Also get some rest because playing three games in a row can, tire our team out. So how do you balance rust versus development and try to prepare for what comes up next week?
Yeah, because we do have so much time, it's a good thing. But it can also, you got to make sure you stay sharp. So we finished up on Sunday, gave the guys off Monday and Tuesday, and we're practicing, today. So we'll practice a couple days, one more day off, and then start get ready to crank it up for another game coming up and start that about Saturday. So, but yeah, it is a chance to kind of get the bodies back right again before we have to go out there and play again.
Last one for you, Darian, man. So for your fans out there, what are y'all doing for Section Sunday? I'll be at Kansas All State with those guys. That's their celebration on here on Sunday. So what are you guys doing for your Bulldog fans up at Des Moines, Iowa, man?
Yeah, we'll have a little smaller group, but we're certainly having a little selection show deal that the team will watch, with a smaller group of people. But it should be a lot of fun. And the good part is we know that name's going to pop up there sometime. So we don't have to worry whether it's first or last. It's coming.
No doubt. Well, Darian, man, congrats on you. Great work always, man. Good to see you as always, man. I'll be looking for you in that bracket, man. So do the best you can, man. Best luck to you and your family and your team, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
It's up to CC, brother. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline.ag. Where the game starts was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.